Well, folks, thanks for tuning in today and listening. We finished up our messages on the seven churches of Revelation last Sunday, and this Sunday we're going to start on some Christmas stuff. So let me ask you and just tell you a story, first of all, about when I was in high school. I remember my mom telling me, "You can be anything you want to be. You can be a doctor, you can be a lawyer, you can be a tradesman, you can be an accountant. You can be anything you put your mind towards. You can be anything you want to be." That was a word specifically for me from my mom. And as I look back, I wonder if I really heard what she was saying, if I really listened to it, or did I just think, well, that's really nice, and maybe it's for somebody else and not me? More than that, did I really believe what my mom was telling me was true? Did I believe I could be anything, that I could be the lawyer or the doctor or the tradesman? Did I really believe it? That if I put my mind to it, I could do it? Or, as I said, did I just think that they were nice words, kind words from my wonderful mom to encourage me so I wouldn't just be a bum? But she just wanted to encourage me and get me moving. You know, Mary also heard a word for her that first Christmas. It didn't come from her dad or her mom, but it came from God. Let me just share the backdrop to this familiar story. Mary was a young girl, maybe around 15 years old, who lived in Nazareth and was engaged to be married to a carpenter named Joseph. God sent an angel named Gabriel to see Mary and to tell her that she was going to give birth to a child. Now, he told her that this child would not just be any child. This child would be a son, and she was to call him Jesus, Emmanuel. Gabriel went on to say that her child would be great. In fact, he would be the Son of God, and his kingdom would have no end. Mary was greatly troubled by what the angel had to say, and I'm sure she was filled with a little fear, like any one of us would be if an angel came to talk to us. But as she was trying to figure it all out, she asked Gabriel, "How could this possibly be, as she was a virgin?" Gabriel tells her that the Holy Spirit will come upon her and the power of the Most High will overshadow her. And then Gabriel ends his whole conversation with her with these words, telling her that nothing was impossible for God. From here we read in Luke chapter 1, verse 38, "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." A few days later, Mary goes to visit her relative Elizabeth, who's old and is already 6 months pregnant. And listen to what Elizabeth tells Mary when she arrives. We read this in Luke chapter 1 and verse 45. "You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said." It's interesting to see Mary, this probably around 15 years old and just a young girl, and her reaction to what she's heard. Mary really hears what has been said to her from the Lord. Mary believes the Lord will do what he has said he would do. And Mary surrenders to what she has heard. You see, Mary heard what God was saying to her through the angel, through Gabriel. She asked the angel, "How can this be?" There could have been a lot of different thoughts going through Mary's head while she was listening to Gabriel. "I must be dreaming." Or maybe it was that four-day-old pizza I ate just an hour ago. Or, "I need to get more sleep and clear my head. This is all crazy. You must have the wrong person." But no, Mary hears and basically asks, "I'm not really sure how this can happen. Can you explain this to me?" Do we really hear God, what he is saying to us? Or do we just pass it off as something or just something weird, you know, like it's the pizza we ate or we haven't had enough sleep or couldn't be talking to me? Yet we have the Bible, God's written word to us. We have all that he wants to say to us through it. Do we hear what God is saying to us? Or have we read or heard it so many times that it just slides right on by and we don't even take notice of it? We just read through it and we're done, without even taking a second glance or a thought. It's similar to traffic signs. I don't know if you've done this, but I've sure done this. Driven down the road and there's traffic signs and I pay absolutely no attention to them because I know what they're going to say. One's going to be a speed limit. One's going to be how far it is to the next towns. And you know, they just go on by and I never really pay any attention to any of them. But you know, God is speaking to us, and he wants us to hear. Listen to just a few things God wants us to hear. "I will forgive all your sins, not some, or even 95%, but all, every one of your sins, when you come and confess them to me. I will adopt you into my family, for you will be my child, my beloved child, and I will be your heavenly father. I will love you with an everlasting love, an unconditional love. Nothing, absolutely nothing can separate you from my love. I will never leave you, not even for a split second. I will be there 24/7 for you. I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you. I'm for you. I want to see the best in you so you reveal my glory. I have a hope and a future for you, even when things are challenging, even when you can't see me working. I still have a hope and a future planned for you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are not junk. You are not an afterthought. You're created in my image. I will continually fill you with the Holy Spirit, with my Holy Spirit. I will and want you to be filled with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I will make you to be my ambassadors, a picture of who I am to those outside the kingdom, those you see in the streets, in the marketplaces. You will be my ambassador. I want you to share my love with others and make disciples. I will not give you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. As you serve me, I will go before you. I will make the path. I will make the way. Follow me. Don't turn to the right or the left. I will give you all the power you need to overcome the evil one. I want you to be with me forever, for all eternity. We will never be separated. These are just a few things of the many things God wants us to hear. John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." We are the Father's sheep. Do we listen to his voice? Do we listen to what he has to say to us? We need to take time to listen and really hear what he's saying to us by meditating on what God is saying. We need to hear as Mary heard. It's one thing to listen and hear something, but quite another for us to believe it will happen. It was one thing to listen and hear my mom say I could be all that I wanted to be, anything I wanted to be. Totally another thing to really believe that. Elizabeth told Mary that she was blessed in Luke 1:45, which we read earlier. And why was she blessed? She said it was because Mary believed that the Lord would do what he said. Mary believed everything that God said to her. Realized victory and rest from all their enemies when they took possession. Did not believe it. Listen to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2 from the Message Bible. Receive the same promise as those people in the wilderness. But the promise didn't do them a bit of good because they didn't receive the promise with faith. The Israelites did not believe God would do what he said. They didn't believe that he would give them the victory and the rest over the giants in the land. When we don't believe God will do what he promises, then the promise is of little value. We miss out on so many of his rich blessings. The Israelites wound up wandering around the desert for 40 years, where most of them died without seeing the victory and rest, without seeing the wonderful blessings God had for the Israelites in the promised land. Yet there's a story in the Bible that is totally the opposite. We read in Matthew where a centurion who had a servant, the servant was paralyzed and suffering. So the centurion goes to Jesus and asks Jesus to heal his servant, to which Jesus said, "I will go and heal him." Then the centurion said to Jesus, "You don't have to come to my house. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed." We read in Matthew chapter 8, verse 13, Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, it will be done just as you believe it would." And the servant healed at that very hour. The centurion did not just hear Jesus say that he would heal his servant, but he believed Jesus. The centurion and his servant experienced the blessings because the centurion believed what he heard from Jesus. Jesus declares many things in his word to each of us as we were listening earlier. It's all true, and he will do what he says. Everything God says comes to pass. What he asks of us is not to just hear what he says, but to believe what he says will happen. If we do, it will be done just as we believe it. And we will see the blessings. He will forgive all our sins. He will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. He will give us wisdom when we ask him for it. He will never leave us. He will give us power over the evil one. He wants to be with us forever. Elizabeth told Mary she was blessed because she believed God would do what he said. We too will be blessed as we hear and believe what God is saying to us. We will experience many blessings from him. Mary also surrendered to what she heard and believed. Here's a young girl, as I said, probably around 15 years of age, who could have run the other direction like the prophet Jonah did. But Mary said, "May it be to me as you have said." She yielded unconditionally to what God said. For we read in James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does." In other words, don't just hear what God is telling us. Don't just believe it. But allow it to do what it needs to do in and through our lives. That's what we're called to. May we not make excuses as to why it does not apply to us like Moses and Jonah. "I will forgive all your sins," God says. Oh, but he could not forgive my sins. He could not forgive that sin. I can imagine Peter might have said that after he denied Jesus three times. But God forgave his sins. See, God forgives all our sins. "I will love you with an everlasting love." Oh, I'm not good enough to receive his love. Well, that's not true, because his word says he delights in you. "We are fearfully and wonderfully made." Well, I don't feel like I am. Well, the truth is, we are unique and special to God's creation. We are made in his image and in his glory. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, without a doubt. I want you to share my love and make disciples. I can't do that. I'm too busy. I don't know enough. I'm not a very good speaker. Isn't that what Moses said? Send somebody else. I stutter. I can't do it. People will think I'm a fanatic. That's the pastor's job. You can do all things through me. God says he'll enable us to do what he calls us to do. If we only hear the words of God, and even if we believe them, but never surrender to them, then really they just become nice sayings of no real value. That first Christmas, God came and revealed his plan and purpose for Mary to her. He told her what was going to happen. She listened and heard it. Mary believed what she was told would happen. And Mary surrendered her life to what the Lord said. May it be to me as you have said. God speaks to us through a number of ways. And one of the main ways is through the Bible. And as we read the Bible, do we listen, really listen to what God is saying to us? Are we hearing when he tells us who we are in him and the plans he has for us? Even more, do we believe what he is saying as absolute truth, that truth will happen. It will happen in our lives and the lives of others. Are we willing to surrender our lives on a daily basis to what God is saying to us? You see, this Christmas is really no different than the first Christmas in the fact we need to be like Mary. God is still speaking today. He's speaking to each one of us through his Holy Spirit and mainly through his word. We need to listen to it. We need to believe it. And we need to surrender to what we are hearing. Remember, nothing is impossible with God. Let us say, may it be to me as you have said, God. As we do, we will bless others and be blessed. And the kingdom will grow. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the Christmas season. There is so much there for us. Most of all, that Jesus came and was born that first Christmas morning. But there's so much for us to learn. We can learn from Mary and from Joseph and from the shepherds and the wise men, the innkeeper, from Herod, from all of them. And you talk to us through your word, through those characters. May we hear what you're saying to us in your word and through your Holy Spirit. May we never push it off. May we never just take it as, oh, it's just something or it's nothing. But it's not important. May we always know what we hear from you is of utmost importance. May we ponder it in our hearts as, if we read on in the Christmas story, Mary did. And Lord, as we ponder it, may we believe it. May the faith grow. Maybe that little seed of faith may it grow, and may we believe that you will accomplish in our lives and through our lives whatever you say to us. You're all your promises are yes and amen. And then may we say, may it be to me as you have said. I surrender all to you. And not for my glory or the glory of someone else, but for the glory of the King of Kings and the glory of the kingdom, may others know the wonderful and mighty God we serve. We just thank you for your word. Thank you that you still speak to us. In the name of Jesus, amen.